Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it, so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. Here with me and my lovely Rev. Serene Israel. Say shalom, Shabbat shalom, Israelite.
Shabbat shalom, King Priest. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. We'd like to just say Shabbat shalom. The boards is moving kind of slow today. We'll be going, you know, as we can. You know, unmute people as we go along. We can open up their mics. But we just want to say hallelujah. Today is, some of us is already in the Sabbath. Some of us is preparing for the Sabbath. Some of us still have a little time yet before sundown. We just like to thank the Father for allowing us to even have a mind to even participate in His speech. So many of us in this world don't even know that today is even a Sabbath day. Some of us have been in church all our lives and never even heard of it, or don't even know what it means. Some of us in some of these camps don't even know what it means. I should say we participate in keeping it, but don't know what it means. We're just asking the Father, and we're just thanking Him for leading, guiding us to this point and keeping His feast. Today, we're dealing with Armageddon to the day of the Lord. Armageddon to the day of the Lord. Armageddon is during the Great Tribulation period. We dealt with a lot of that last week. Armageddon is leading to the day of the Lord. That's when the day of the Lord comes. You know, people think Sunday is the day of the Lord. No, it's not. It's the Lord's day, according to Constantinople or Constantine, 315 AD, somewhere around there. It became the Lord's day. But this here that we're dealing with, the Lord's day, day of the Lord, that's something that's referring to His coming, and He's got to bring. He got to call, He got to bring come before man destroy the earth. And right now we're at that point that we can destroy the earth. So, and I mean the entire planet. That's all flesh, all wood, all plant life, all marine life, everything. Even the oxygen in the air, we'll destroy everything. So God has got to come back and destroy that. I mean, stop us from destroying ourselves. And we're going to get to that point. We're already in that point. We're already having conversations about that. Korea just sent a message to the United States yesterday to you, you know, get your act together on these trade embargoes or whatever, we're going to continue to fire our missiles at will. You know, that's what we do. And the United States don't have no say-so on what they're doing, neither do the UN, because they have every right to defend their citizens as well as we do. So this is that thing, Russia as well. So they in this arms race now, and they in it big. They will be called the kings of the East. Russia will be called the kings of the East. China will be called the kings of the East. The United States will be called the kings of the West. All Europe will be referred to as the West. Even Australia will be referred to as the West. Canada and all its allies. So we're here. Everybody's in place. The only thing that hasn't taken place yet is the fire that set everything off. The time bomb. We already on a time bomb. It just haven't been ignited yet, but it will be. So we're going to get into this lesson so we can start looking out for some of those things that are going to take place before it do. So with that being said, we're going to open up with a script and prayer, and then we're going to get started. So with so Sister Red, do we have a scripture?
Amen.
Okay, good. Okay, brothers, you can stand face the east, and sisters, you can stand face the east, and brothers, uncover your heads, sisters, cover your heads, we approach God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimony, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimony, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 119. Verses 166 to 176. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us all our debts as we give our debts to us, and lead us not into temptation. Deliver us. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins. Allow us to be a king. Father, have mercy and send forth this don't you be a king. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brother and their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, the delight and blessing. Because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father, have mercy on them and their families and their friends. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. Father, have mercy and give us the mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith. And Father, have mercy on them to hear and give them also a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray. For your mercy, you will do it forever. Amen.
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 All right. Let's get into this. Let's pick this up in Matthew chapter 24 and 3.
And the title, once again, for those
things. Armageddon to the day of the Lord. Armageddon to the day of the Lord. Matthew 24 and verse 3, When you receive it, free.
Amen. Matthew 24 and verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 3 reads, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?"
See, that's the conversation. That's a good question. You got God on the earth. You want to know what the end of the world is, and you want to know what it's going to be like. You know, and then the God of Israel, he's here. You asking these kind of questions, guess what he's going to do? Show you.
Amen.
You're going to have a vision. You're going to have a dream. He's going to, not only he got to introduce you to it first, and then he's going to give you night visions concerning it. And you get all you got to do is ask our brother John, which we are. But first, you have to hear the conversation for you to even see it. A lot of us right now is having night visions concerning the end of the world. Like, we go to this restaurant, and his brother always talking about, man, I keep dreaming about the end of the world, man. Every time, it's like it's almost a regular thing that the end of the world is coming. I keep saying it. And he's not talking about the end of his life. He's talking about he's looking at all this world being set on fire. And he's right. This earth is going to be set on fire. This is that thing. This earth is going to be a smoldering ruin. And if you're not in the right place, you're going to see it. This is what the lesson was about a couple of 3 weeks ago, about being in a place of safety.
Amen.
Then we dealt with the reason why you need to be in a place of safety, because of the Great Tribulation period. Mm-hmm. And now we see here, you definitely need to be in a place of safety because of this coming on the earth. Continue.
Amen. Matthew 24 and verse 4. "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you.
Uh-huh.
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Uh-huh.
For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows."
See, this ain't the great tribulation period, but these are the beginning of sorrows, and some of us are starting to experience these things now. We're starting to see these things start heating up. The environment is heating up. World famine and diseases are heating up. Monstrosities and people is losing their minds is heating up. The earth is getting further and further. The world, I should say. Not the earth. The world is getting further and further from God. And he said, take heed that no man deceive you. That includes you, people. Don't even deceive yourself thinking you got an opportunity or you get a free pass on sin because you did something good today. That don't mean nothing. The Lord will wipe out your righteousness just like that. Don't mean nothing. You got to stay on the path. He called it straight and narrow. If it's straight and narrow, you know what that means? You can fall off. So it's a tightrope. You got to be careful. Paul said, walk circumspect. Be careful. Peter said, be careful. Walk circumspect. John said, be careful.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
"Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake."
See, we're not taking this serious. He said they're going to try to kill you, people. Why? Because the word of God is in you. If the abomination make it desolate, it can't be God if you got the people of God on the planet saying you ain't God.
Amen.
So he got to remove the people of God from the earth because the people of God are going to testify that God is in heaven and he's coming and that you're not God.
Amen.
Okay? Continue.
Verse 10. "And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because the iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
See, the gospel got to be preached in the world, people, and it's happening right now. And it's all, and think about it, it's all over YouTube. YouTube is global. He even here, at the Sounds of Living Water, it's global. The gospel is being preached in the whole world. So people are going to be without excuse that you're going to have to keep the commandments of God in order to stay in line. People are making conscious decisions right now to obey or disobey. Continue.
Amen. 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand.
It's a running joke with us, but it's not really, it's very serious. You know, people just walking around with the New Testament. You run into the scripture. Jesus said, when you see the abomination make a desolate, stand in the holy place. What you going to do with that? Because you don't have a Daniels. Spoken of by the prophet Daniel, what you going to do? Oh, I guess I'll wait till I get home. Guess what? You already forgot. It's gone from you. You may not even have a mind to even go and look it up or research it. All because you're walking around because somebody told you you don't need the Old Testament. Same thing with Old Testament heads. You saying nobody, you don't need the New Testament. I tell you what, I take both of them.
Amen.
I stand on both grounds. You know why? Because both of them testify each other, and I you can't lose. You can't lose. Read on.
Amen. Verse 16. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and them that get stuck in those days.
Why? Because in those days, brothers and sisters, if your child is hungry, it's liable to give you away.
Amen.
It's liable to give you away. You're trying to hide, and your baby's crying because it's hungry. And chances are, if you haven't eaten, you haven't produced any milk, it's hungry. It don't know to be quiet. It knows to cry because its stomach is telling him or her that it's hungry. So the only thing it's going to do is let you know that I need to be fed. So that is in itself going to let you be a chance to give you away. And you're trying to hide for your life. The other thing is, he said, don't even go back to your house. Why? Because chances are, if you're on a list, you know, people don't understand. Facebook is what you call a dossier for the FBI. You know, everybody got profiles from the FBI on Facebook. You know, if you're a militant, if you're out here trying to teach radicalism, hatred, or whatever, whether it be white supremacy or black supremacy, you know, black national, white national, whatever. They got dossiers on your mannerism. They know whether or not if you are a threat to society, so to say. So you got to be careful with that. So now he's telling you that don't return back to your house because what? Chances are the authorities may be there at that time. And the people that you know and love that you thought that loved you will be turning you over. Oh, yeah, he's been teaching all this stuff. He should be getting off work in about 5 minutes. Or he work over there. He's selling you out left and right. Continue.
Verse 20. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath
day. I thought the Sabbath day was over with. I thought we had to keep the Sabbath no more. I thought Jesus did away with it. Why is he having this conversation? Why are he telling you to keep the Sabbath? Pray that your flight be not in the Sabbath. Every time somebody tell me you ain't got to keep the Sabbath day, I said, do you believe in Jesus Christ? And 9 out of 10 of them, you know, if they call themselves Christians or whatever, you know, those things, then they'll say, yeah, I do believe in Christ. Then I said, why aren't you keeping the Sabbath day? Shouldn't you be keeping it? Oh, well, that's not for us. That's for the Jews. Well, do you believe in Jesus? He said, yeah, well, I do believe in Jesus. Then I have them read this, and I say, now, what did I just tell you? That I should be keeping the Sabbath day. I said, you're absolutely right. Something as small as this can get people to understand that they ought to be more conscious and more detailing when they studies when it comes to the Word of God. Continue.
Verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation.
For then shall be what?
For then shall be great tribulation.
This is why we deal with the hour of temptation or the Lord's Prayer. We dealt with the Lord's Prayer like 2 weeks in a row. Why? Because in the Lord's Prayer it says, keep me from temptation. He's talking about deliver us from evil and keep me from temptation. What do you mean? He's not talking about the temptations of this flesh. We haven't resisted on the blood yet. That's that thing. Because you may sell out. You may give up.
Amen.
We were listening. One guy said, man, you got people. People is like already trained. They'll denounce their God in less than 24 hours.
Mm.
Did we not hear that?
Amen.
We don't.
21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be.
So this is going to be the worst time on the planet. Since the days of Noah, since the days of Adam, this is going to be the worst time since the days of Adam. And it'll never be a day like it again. Or I should say a time like it again. Okay, and most of us understand after we went through that run a couple of weeks ago, these last 2 weeks was the Great Tribulation being 3.5 years. It's not going to be a time like that ever again. The 3.5 years is going to be so horrible. We're not talking being in prison. That, if you're in prison, you're probably in the best place to be. Think about it. You should be getting food. Think about it. Anyway, 2 Thessalonians 2 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. 2 Thessalonians.
Yes, ma'am.
Chapter 2 and verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him.
Or the end of the world. Continue.
That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit nor by the word.
Don't be listening to these spirits out here. That you may have some spirit whispering in your head, you know, well, the rapture going to be in 5 minutes. Sell all your property. You'll be, we didn't see no spirits come and go all day long. You know, through my lifetime I've seen it. They've been coming and going. He said, but don't be soon troubled by these things. If you know the Word of God, if you've been studying the Word of God, you don't have to worry about these concerns. These concerns are not yours. Continue.
Neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that the day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Look, the falling away isn't the fact that you ain't at the class on a Saturday. That's not a fall away. People think falling away that people, the churches are thin now. No, right. You got more people just not going because of the people. So I ain't mad at them for not keeping it, keeping the Sabbath at the class or the temple or church or whatever. But people is falling away even at the class because they don't even believe the things that they read it.
Amen.
Your mannerisms. Ain't no love anymore. He said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That's in the faith. He's not talking. This book ain't to the world. It's to those that belong, that know God. He's telling us that the love of us is going to wax cold toward each other. That's why he said, this is how they know that the love of God is, that you're a follower of me because of the love of God you have for each other. And we look at Israelites on in these social groups, and they tearing each other to pieces.
Right. Sure.
We can't respectfully disagree without being the end-all, be-all to everything that belongs to God. Who knows? You just may be wrong. And just because you put that out there for millions of people to see, you may find yourself leading millions of people away from the truth. You'll be responsible for that. Continue.
Amen. Verse 4. Who oppresses and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time.
Who is this he? There we go again. With the abomination make it desolate. This is that he. This is who we are talking about. This is the one that is that's going to show himself that he's God. He's going to be sitting in the temple, God. We got this thing that Daniel said, whoso read it, let him understand. That's what Christ told you. Go and read the book of Daniel so you know who this man is. This man is going to play a giant part in the coming of his, at his coming, at the second coming. He is going to play a pivotal part at the end of the world as we know it. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know who he is, chances are you may find yourself bamboozled. Mm-hmm. You may find yourself deceived by him. This is that thing. He the one that's bringing this thing. This is part of the lesson that we dealt with, the hour of temptation. He the center of gravity of all of that. God is warning us concerning him. Because some of us are going to be deceived by him. We're going to read some of those things. Read on.
Amen. Verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work.
It's already in play.
Only he who now letteth will let. Until he be taken out of the way.
See that? The mystery of iniquity already in play. And God is letting it happen because it got to go down. Because it's prophetic. It got to happen. A lot of us don't like to talk about these things. You know, like my little brother, my elder brother, he said, yeah, I heard the lesson at that fire brimstone. You know, he right. Speaking of Brother Gary, he said, yeah, that's that fire brimstone. I heard that fire brimstone. I said, you know, we need fire and brimstone. The kids, my children, they be like, possibly on that fire and brimstone, get all spooked out. Yeah, you need to be spooked out. Do comfortable. You need to start, you know, you need to put fire into your into the grandchildren. Let them get spooked out. They don't be out here behaving themselves before God like it ain't one.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan.
Who's going to give him his power, man? The devil. The devil is giving him his power, so he don't believe in God. Don't look for him for anything that's good. Don't look for him for mercy. Don't look for him for deliverance. Don't look for none of that. His working is after the devil. The devil have three intentions. Rob, steal, and destroy. That's it. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's here to steal your salvation. He's here to steal your righteousness. He's here to destroy your crown. Steal your crown. Destroy your righteousness. Kill you. What do you mean? Not with his first death, but the second one as well. He's coming in the power of that spirit and its fullness. And some of us think we can stand up against that thing. We can't even stand up with the spirit of fornication. The spirit of fornication starts wounding around, boy, and next thing you know, we all trapped up in. Can't get away. We can't get away from something simple as that. How you think you're going to be able to get away from something as powerful as the devil himself trying to rule the world? Steal your salvation. Continue.
Amen. Verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they shall believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness.
See, you know, people sit up there, man, we can play games with the Lord, man, just to find our nonsense. You know, keep going from one body to the next, one relationship to the next, one camp to the next, trying to escape our nonsense. No, you not. Ooh. The Most High is watching.
Amen.
We are not going to get away from our nonsense. The Most High do not play with us. And here it is. We think he's going to give us a free pass on our foolishness. He said this, with all deceivableness, the Lord is going to allow him to deceive those that forsaken the funk. That's what he is. He said, because they love not the truth. So they had to, like I said, this book ain't to the world. It's to the righteous, though, to those that he called. So the word of God ain't to them. You understand? So he's going to deceive them because they have pleasure in what? Unrighteousness. All of us got our level of what righteousness is. You better check your book and find out what his level of righteousness is. Let's measure up to that. We want to find excuses when it comes to us. Oh, Lord. I'm weak in the flesh, but not them. Judge them, God. Judge them. Mm. But me, Lord, I'm just your humble servant. Not them. They can't fall and stumble. Mm. Especially in, slip and fall on somebody else's wife like Isaiah taught us, right?
Amen.
Look at this a little further. Let's go to Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. Revelation 13 and 1, when you receive the reading.
Amen. Revelation 13 and verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
See that? There we go again. Remember now, he said his power and his working wasn't of himself. Remember now, he said his power came from Satan. So we see here that Paul seen that, and we see now John see it. But see, this is the thing, people. First, they were taught it. Then the Lord gave them the vision, and they saw it. Then they wrote about it. Now the Lord has taught us, and we writing about it, and y'all hearing the stories from us. Those who we put this thing inside of so that we can elevate or raise up more people to do the same thing. Continue.
Verse 3. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying,
the whole world. This is what frightened me about the word of God. He said the whole world wondered after the beast.
And all the world.
All the world.
Wondered after the beast.
This is horrifying to me. Because if the Most High see you with that thing in your hand, he gonna kill you. In fact, read on.
Verse 4. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped
the beast. They worshiped the devil. See that? Continue.
And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven.
Continue.
And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and the power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
See that? What did he just tell you? The whole world is going to wonder after them. And then he said this, and the world that's going to follow them, their names are not in what? The book of life.
Amen.
Whoa! Mm-hmm. That's gazillions. Are we listening? Mm-hmm. That's the question. That's what Peter asked. He said, if the righteous is scarcely saved, where the sin and the ungodly is going to appear?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Continue.
Amen, verse 9. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he goeth, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
We saw this. We read all about this guy. We're touching back on him again because he's the reason why, you know, all this is being perpetuated. This is like a snowball effect. This is one big domino effect. It's like when you watch a whole bunch of dominoes, then it just goes and bursts into a whole lot of other stuff. You're looking at it.
Okay.
Read on.
Verse 14. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should die. Should be killed. Forgive me. Should be killed.
See, this is why, you know, you can't go back to your house because some of your family members are going to have that mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got people that hate you right now just because of the things you know. What about they know that you know God and you haven't received a mark? They know that they have, and they know that they're going to die for it.
Yep.
They're going to turn you over.
They sure are.
Just because of hate and envy in their own heart. Don't think, people, this ain't no joke. Don't play with this. People ain't playing with you.
Amen.
Everybody don't love you.
Amen.
Like our brother Nakomi taught us two days ago, everybody don't love you, and God don't love everybody. Because he just told you that. Then whose name is not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world.
Mm-mm.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 16. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell save he that hath the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that understandeth have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
That's the number of man. What do you mean? That's Ham, Shem, and Japheth right there, 666. That's all the world right there. He's going to rule all the sons of Noah, and he's going to turn all the sons of Noah against God. The whole world, except for the elect, except for the very elect. The very elect and those that are elect, because you got the children of God, which are called elect, and then you got those that are very elect, and then you got those out here that are just going to be finding themselves.
Wow. Mm.
Go to Revelation 6 and 1.
Amen, Revelation 6 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Revelation 6. And verse 1, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw and beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and they shall kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword.
See that?
Mm.
This is that thing where we just got to, peace is gone from the earth now. See that? So this book, let's stop right quick. Go to Revelation chapter 5 and let's look at this book.
Amen.
5 and 1. Hold your finger here because we're coming right back. Go to 5 and 1. Let's look at this book.
Amen. Revelation chapter 5 and 1 says, "And I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals."
There it is. Seven seals, which represents seven seasons. Seven seals. This ain't a book that you see with seven seals on the metal bands and all that type of stuff like he have in his earth. These seals, this book is written in fire, and it's the bands are eternal fire, and ain't no man can open it. Because we can't play in fire like that. The book is on fire. God is on fire. The Lord our God is consuming fire.
Amen.
So when he opened his book, no man could open it because we couldn't touch it. And it was an angel in heaven righteous enough to touch it. Worthy. He gave it to God in Christ. He gave it to Jesus Christ. That's the book he's looking at. The Father gave him that book. Let's go back to that 6. He said he's taking away peace from the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go right into verse 3.
Amen. Revelation 6 and 3. "And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.' And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword."
See, man gonna go into war. It's gonna be like war. Everybody killing each other. Wow, we fighting over food.
Wow.
We fighting over scraps. The military gonna take the most of it. They gonna take your food and water from you people.
Mm-hmm.
And what's left, the citizens are gonna kill each other for it.
Wow.
That's what it's about. You talk about apocalypses and zombies. No, people gonna be zombies killing themselves. If anything, it'll be like the book of Eli. People fighting over scraps. It ain't going to be no trade. If you got food, you got food. People going to be eating people. Don't think it ain't going to get to that. See the cat and dog, that little pocketbook pooch, it's going to be dinner for some of us. Those of us that got sense know to go and grab a dandelion.
Amen.
Read on.
I'm going to make you go faster. Anyways, verse 5. "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, 'A measure of wheat for a penny.'"
See, starvation taking place. Mm-hmm. The market is closed. We're in the days of Joseph. When Egypt went through that famine, people started selling their property, started selling themselves, binding themselves to the world, getting this mark so they can what? Buy and sell. Read on.
Amen. Verse 6. "And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not oil, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.' And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth." 9.
That's far as we're going with this. We just opening up the doors to show you what time it is. This is going to take place on earth. Starvation and famines right now is taking place right now. Our food is contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
It's being contaminated, one, because they're being rushed out at you. Two, the places that they process them at is unsanitary. Mm-hmm. Three, they putting bad meat out there. And four, they genetically mixing the meat with the other meat. You're starting to eat stuff that's been genetically modified and inside of laboratories, so to say.
Right.
This country is the only country that don't have a label on there that you're eating genetic food, because people over here would be like, I ain't doing that. So you don't know what you're eating. That hamburger meat right now that's going out here bad, it may be just that. It just ain't, it's no good.
Amen.
look at this a little further. Let's go into Daniel chapter 11 and 39.
Amen.
So now we got war taking place on the planet, right? No food. Everybody fighting over now food, water. She took me on the third part of the planet. Some people say, see, that's the third part of the planet. That may not be here in the States. Don't get comfortable, cat. Don't get comfortable. Daniel 11 and 39, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 39 reads, thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory. And he shall cause them to rule over many and shall divide the land for gain. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships. And he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over.
See, this is all prophetic, man. This all time binding. Daniel's chapter 11 is probably the whole plan. What Jesus just ran to you, Daniel's chapter 11 is all of that. If you run this down, you can find everybody from Nebuchadnezzar to Mark Antony, Cleopatra, the Dacian Wars, the Diodacian Wars, Antiochus. You can see the treaties of Rome and Greece in this here chapter. You can see the Maccabees in this chapter.
Amen.
All of this up in here. And then you got the abomination up in here as well. Because that's who the Lord is going to have around at the last days. All of this up here in this chapter. Same thing. You can run this. Daniel's 11 chapter is a heavy piece. The Lord gave a whole lot to Daniel.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 41, he shall enter into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt.
Why do you think they're hustling all the stuff out of gold in Egypt right now? Because the word of God tell you in Genesis chapter 2, the gold is good there.
Amen.
He going to harvest all of it, or as much as he can. But the Lord got gold over there in that land that no man has found.
Amen.
But we will find it at the time appointed. But read on.
43. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy, and utterly to make away many.
See, that's him. That's the beast. But who's troubling him out of the east and out of the north? That's your eastern bloc, so to say. That's your Soviet bloc. That's China up there. That's North Korea up there. That's that communist bloc. That's a big world up there. You could put the United States just in China.
Amen.
Forget Russia. Forget North Korea. You could put the United States in any one of them countries inside of it and still have more than enough country to live off of. You understand what I'm saying? This way they're going to get them 200 million soldiers from out of that east block. And he said, they're the ones that's going to trouble them. The Lord is going to put the spirit on the eastern block to come against the western block. This is what this war is about. The war is going to be about them coming together and going down to Armageddon right there and going to war. This is that thing. Wow.
45.
Continue.
And he shall plant the tabernacles of his place of palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end and none shall help him.
See, that's when God going to destroy him. He's going to destroy him. He's going to be sitting in the holy place showing himself that he is God. And he said, God, that's why we read it. That's why God is going to destroy him at his appearing. And that's going to be the end of this, but that's going to be at the day of the Lord. However, we still got to get to Armageddon. And this is what Armageddon about. Here come the Eastern, here come the Eastern Bloc. He's going to trouble him. This is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelation chapter 11, chapter 9, verse 11. Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelation 9 and 11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the fallen.
See that? There it is again. Why? Because he's the one that's mustering he's the one that got them deceived. Remember now, he's deceiving the whole world. That's their king. They are worshiping him. They worshiping him now. Look at all this stuff that the world is worshiping. They're worshiping military. They worshiping armies. They worshiping their firepower. Men don't believe in God no more. Men is trusting in their machine. Read on.
Amen. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is in the Hebrew tongue Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue have his name Apollyon.
Stop. His name is what? Abaddon or Apollyon. The definition of Apollyon means to destroy. Abaddon means to destroy. This angel over them is the destroyer. Let's look at him right quick. Hold your finger here. We're coming right back. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12. Mm-hmm. Let's find him right fast. Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. Mm-hmm. And pick it up at verse 23.
Exodus 12 and 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Exodus chapter 12 and verse 23. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door, and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you.
See that? See that? This is that thing. Read 24.
And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever.
See that? See, this is the thing. See, you got to be up under the blood to get delivered from this. The blood is going to save you. You see, the blood is going to be your power. If you don't have the blood up on you, you don't have no faith in the first place. You don't believe in God because the blood ain't on you. That's the first mistake. The second thing is, if you know God, you better have his blood over you so you can survive these times. Whether you be in the wilderness or not, you got to have this blood on you. In fact, you're not going to get in the wilderness unless you got this blood on you. That's all to it. All right, let's go back to that Revelation. Where do we leave off at?
We
left off at
9,
verse
11.
12. Yeah, 9-11. Read 9-11 again. Holla.
Okay, Revelation 9 and 11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, with half a trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men.
So a third part of men, if you take a third part of men right now, that would be close to about, let's say, 9 billion people on the planet. So that would be close to 3.5 billion people that's being what you call mass genocide. You thought that Holocaust was something. There ain't gonna be nothing like you said, it's gonna be a time like none other on this earth. 9 billion people on the planet. So the powers that be is gonna allow 3.5 billion of the citizens of their dominions to be wiped out. Why? Because, well, obviously we got a problem with food. So if you got a problem with food, what you gonna do? You're gonna get rid of those that's relatively useless.
Amen. Useless eaters.
Somebody that's not, you know, gonna make it.
Mm.
Somebody that's not fit to live.
Mm.
You know. That's these things. That's what we are. That's what he's talking about. 3.5 billion people. We talking about, like, we see 4 or 5 people getting killed, 15, maybe 1,000 people get killed, at, you know, in a flood or something like that. 3.5 billion people.
Right.
People, like, wrap your mind around that. You ever seen 3 billion people in one place ever?
Mm-hmm.
Ever. You ever seen 500,000 people in one place ever? Well, I take that back. Taste of Chicago.
Amen. Verse 16. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them.
See, and the Lord gave him the number. The number of the soldiers was what?
200,000.
So that's 00. So these are military men, right?
Mm-hmm.
To slay a third part of men. So that's 200 million soldiers to kill 3.5 billion people. But wait a minute. They coming from the east. These people that just got set free. Now, here it is. If you got 200 million on one side, then you got to have at least 100 million on the other side. Collateral damage is going to be out of control. It ain't going to be a such thing as collateral damage. That word ain't going to exist at this time. It's like, okay, so what, Mr. Squirrel? You just got done. That's what it's going to be like. Ain't nobody going to be stopping to try to help you. It's like if you in the middle of the street and there's a steamroller coming, you better save yourself.
Amen.
Or you're done. No such thing as collateral damage in this type of carnage. And no such thing as a proper burial. They're going to harvest you, throw you in the garbage. Or somebody probably be trying to eat you. Yeah. That's why they're talking about turning people into they keep talking about this apocalypse. The only apocalypse that's going to take place is that people are going to start eating themselves because they're hungry. And it'll be like we thinking, you know, like people walking around and walking dead and all that kind of nonsense. No, that's what it is. Yeah, we did it in the land. We ate our own children. So it ain't going to be a thing for men to do it in this world. Continue.
Amen. Verse 7. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions. And out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone.
Come on.
By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt.
See, John didn't know nothing about tanks and airplanes and stuff like that, choppers and, you know, jeeps. You know, he's seen all this. Well, he's seen that we're going to be at this point. Jehovah's Witnesses said, you know, well, that was World War II, and that, you know, that's when, you know, the angels, Satan fell from, no, man, stop. So That ain't it. Satan been on this earth as long as Adam. That's why he know he got a short time. A week ain't nothing to him. That's 6 days. It's like you got a 6-day death sentence. And in the Eastern world, when they say you get a death penalty, they either march you right out and they hang you right then on the spot, or you got a week. No more than a week. That's all you got. Get on.
Amen. Verse 20. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their theft.
See that? That's everything against the law, and they tell you that the law is no more. They teach the people to be lawless so they can mess around and meet God like this.
Right.
This is what's going on. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 1.
Jeremiah 50 and 1.
Yes, ma'am. Jeremiah 50 and 1.
Jeremiah 50 and 1. The word that the Lord spake against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare ye among the nations and publish, and set up a standard. Publish and conceal not. Said Babylon is taken, Baal is confounded, as in Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded. Her images are broken in pieces.
See, Babylon is what we know as the great whore. And her idols are going to be destroyed. There ain't going to be no more idols of man talking about, you know, these are your gods that save you. You know, ain't no more St. Nicholas and St. Andrew and St. Valentine's and St. Patrick's Day and, you know, no more of that. St. Halloween and all, none of that. All that's going out of here. That's coming to a screeching halt. All those things coming to an end. All that is from Baal. Beelzebub, the worship of devils. Read on.
Verse 3. For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her.
See, there it is again. See that? Out of the north. What do you mean the north? Northeast. That's that Soviet Union, the Eastern Bloc. What do you mean? The Soviet Union got the weapons. North Korea got the weapons. China got the manpower. The United States got the weapons. We don't have the manpower. So right now, we're going to attack. Because we can't afford manpower. So all of our stuff is going to be what? Digital.
Right.
We droning everything. We droning tanks. We droning jets. We droning. Well, our jets ain't being droned yet. They getting close. Oh, they getting close. Them F-35s, your next series ain't going to have pilots in them. Mm-hmm. We don't have the manpower to stand against this.
Amen. Amen. Verse 3, For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping. They shall go and seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion.
Stop. Why are they asking the way to Zion if they're in Zion already? Whoops. That was your Revelation chapter 2 and 9. I know, I heard the blasphemy. They would say they are Jews and are not. That was your Revelation 2 and 9. Why they got to ask their way back? Read on. If they're there. Come on.
Verse 5. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come, and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountain. They have gone from mountain to here.
We've been from one government to the next, from one society to the next, from one world to the next. Continue.
Amen. They have forgotten their resting place.
We don't even know where we're from. We don't know who we are. We don't know who our God is. Yeah, we've forgotten our resting place. Come on now, read on.
Verse 7. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord. And have it
Continue.
Verse 7. All that found them have devoured them, and their
I wanted to touch on it. He said, my people have been lost sheep, and their shepherds have not caught, and their shepherds have caused them to go astray. Like I said, they're teaching them not to fear God. They're teaching them now that you ain't got to keep the law, that you ain't got to repent. This is why there's no pen repentance in this world. That's why you see people with a stiff heart. They call that, and the Lord call that a froward spirit. And he said, I'm going to meet you with that. You don't know what a froward spirit is when I get through with you. I'm going to show you what it feels like. I'm going to let you know. You want to have an uncontrollable spirit? You want to have an uncontrollable mind? You want to act like you ain't got no sense? I'm going to show you what it means for that spirit to be up on you. Continue.
Verse 7. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord.
The world know who you are. That's why they don't, you know, that's why you see pregnant women getting shot, being locked up in jail for defending their children, homeschooling. Things of that nature. Don't matter where you're at, you can be a policeman. And you ain't gonna suffer, you are not gonna suffer the same mercies that a white cop will suffer. You let a black cop kill a white kid and you let a white cop kill a black kid. You got two different conversations and two different court cases. Somebody's finna do some time.
Right.
You already know. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Amen. We offend not because they have sinned against the Lord, the inhabitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans.
So you gotta come up out of here, y'all.
And
you gotta come
as the he-goat before the
flock. Look, you got to come out of Babylon, man. That's both physical and spiritual. Right now, spiritual. Right now, you're freeing your mind. You free your mind, your ass will follow. Just that simple. Come on out of there. You got to free your mind. But if you're all up here talking about women's rights, you know, you still debating issues that belong to this world, you're going to die with it because everything in this world is going to be destroyed.
Amen.
Point blank. That's why the judgment of God is going to start in the house of God because we believe that we're going to take this world with us. That's a lie. We're going to have a brand new planet and it ain't going to have nothing to do with the states or anything else. Oh, it's going to be cleaned up in one moment. Read on.
Amen. Verse 9. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations.
200 million soldiers. See it? An assembly of great nations. Like I said, you got the Eastern Bloc up there. You got the Soviet. You got Russia with their family. You got Korea, North Korea with their families. And then you got China with their families. See that? An assembly of great nations coming from the east. You know, Russia fueled Western Europe. Russia got a pipeline to Western Europe. You know, France,
England, Britain, if you want to call it Britain, England, say Britain, Spain, Netherlands, Russia fueled them. Guess what? They shut the fuel off, you're stuck.
Right.
Because over there, they don't have natural resources such as fossil fuel. They don't have that. Russia got knocked. Guess who they gonna start fueling? Their armies. They got all the fuel they need to muscle whatever they got to do. It's only a matter of time before that part of Europe run out of fuel. You ain't got no gas. How you gonna fight? You can't build no weapons. You think your factories is gonna shut down, which gonna be on some coal? It's only a matter of time. Russia is in charge over there. That's why the states over there taking, you know, they making it like, you know, yeah, well, you know, we're going to go over here and we're going to, you know, shut down Iran and we're going to, you know, shut down Afghanistan and we're going to shut down Beirut and all this old type of stuff, man, and Libya and all that. It's all hustle on oil, man, because if you ain't got fuel, you can't fight, man. Can't fuel them big old ships you got out there in the ocean. Can't fuel them big old ships that's carrying all them planes that need fuel, too. All that needs fuel. Russia can supply its own. We got reserves over here in the States, but not to fuel everything that we need. Once Russia decides to cut off Western Europe, it's a wrap. They stuck. Read on.
Amen. Jeremiah 50 and verse 9. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her, and from thence she shall be taken. Their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. And Chaldea shall be a spoil. All that spoil her shall be satisfied, saith the Lord.
Chaldea is nothing more. Chaldea is what you call a mingled people. That's the foot. That's the foot that the Lord said he's going to destroy. He's going to hit when he come back. That's the foot. That's a mingled people. The excellency of the Chaldeans is what? Religion, government, and education. That's why all three agree. No school on Sunday, no school on Easter, and no school on Christmas, and no school on Thanksgiving. No politics on no government's offices on open on none of them days. They all agree. Now, we may hold our civil holidays a little different, but when it comes to Christmas and Easter, all of them is on the same page.
Right.
When it comes to Sunday, they're on the same page. Skip down to 41 and continue.
Amen. 50 and verse 41. Behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. They shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel and will not show mercy.
Because they're obedient. They're going to take care of that business. They are cruel, man. When them checks was acting up, man, they were showing. RT News was showing how they were doing over that little check, man. They had them on crosses, on fire, on the news, burning them up, saying, you better get you some act right or you're going to be next. I'm like, damn, they doing that? This is just within the last 10 years. You understand? The same
500 years ago, they had people on crosses. That's now. But the difference is they burning them up there. Read on. They sending messages.
Verse 42. They shall hold the bow in the land. They are cruel and will not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea, and they shall ride upon horses, everyone put in a ring, like a man to the battle against thee, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon hath heard the report of them, and his hand waxed feeble.
See, the king of Babylon didn't fall by war. You know, Nebuchadnezzar died. He got killed. And then the kingdom went over to the Medes and the Persians. The Medes didn't get knocked out by the Persians. The Medes and the Persians are the same people. The Medes are what we know today is modern-day Iran. People think Iran is an Ishmaelite. They are not. They Gentiles. But they got a mingled seed over there for whatever reason. But they the top food chain over there, they are not that. They are Mead. They are Iranian. That's them. They Mead. Then the Persians is what we know today, your 21st century Russians. Mm-hmm. That's why you say the Prince of Persia, and then they start showing the old movies. You start looking at their buildings and all that. Guess what it is? Russia. Old Russia. Russia is older than all the countries in the world today.
Amen.
Except for Iraq, which is Babylon. Russia is older than every last one of us. That's why they talk buku business. They talk buku smack because they know what old means. They old. And they still here. They had their ups and downs, but right now they up. The Most High has gave them the power.
Amen.
Since World War II, they ain't been playing. You'll never catch us like that again. Read on.
Amen. Verse 43. The king of Babylon hath heard the report of them, and his hands waxed feeble. Anguish took hold of him, and pangs as of a woman in travail. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan unto the habitation of the strong.
Why is he over there? Iran is over there. And Trump is over there pushing him around like, you know, hey, look, we'll punch you out. We'll do this and we'll do that. That's an old family. They got old ties. They ties is older than him. They ties is older than that family. Their ties is older than this world. Their ties is older than England. They ties is older than the Saxons. They ties is older than Rome. They ties is older than Greece. Read on.
But I will make them suddenly run away from her. And who is chosen, who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? And who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me? Therefore hear ye the counsel of the Lord, that he hath taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he hath proposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations.
Why? Because Babylon is the center of gravity, man. You know, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, that's Italian licks. You know what I mean? The suits, the shoes, and this, that, and the other. If you ain't coming to, that's the best in the world. That's the best wine, the best everything. The best wines is coming out of Italy. You dig what I'm saying? The best oil, the best olives, the best food, well, I can say the food, but the best hotels and all that stuff, that's over there. And then the pillar of their strength is what? Vatican.
Amen.
That's the boast of the planet. We rule everybody's mind. And if the Pope say it don't go down in the Western world, it don't move. In that day, even that world ain't going to even make a difference. It's all about power. I see we're going to be doing some part two on this here. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 13, verse 1. Isaiah 13 to 1, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah 13,
1. Yep. Isaiah 13 to 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 1. The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos did see. Lift ye up a banner upon the high mountain. Exalt the voice unto them. Shake the hand that they may go into the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for my anger. Even them that rejoice in my highness.
See that? He the one gave them their power.
Amen.
People think, you know, these superpowers exist on their own. No, man, the Most High setting them up because he the one that got to take them down. Read on.
The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous, thank you. Noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts mustereth the host of the battle.
See, all the nations, the East is going to come together. You see that? The nations are gathered together. The Lord brought them together. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So John Hoon, or whatever you want to call him, you want to be tripping out on his haircut and that custom-made suit he likes to sport, playing with that dude? This Hoon ain't no joke. That cat he be sporting here. He got a military that's beyond. He ain't never going to be prisoner or never going to jail, ever. Ain't nobody in the States going to take him out of there. Ain't nobody from the Western world is going to move him. Ain't nobody here is going to arrest him. Ain't nobody here is going to take them out of power. Nobody. Nobody. We ain't doing to North Korea what we did to Iran or what we did to Iraq. We ain't doing that. Saddam Hussein ain't a pimple on eyes. Man, it's like that's like real bad alphabet. But Saddam Hussein ain't nothing like him. He ain't nowhere near him. He ain't got building. Saddam Hussein was buying our old jets from us in Russia, right? Is building his own. He got his own military base. Mm-hmm. He's building his own rockets. Mm-hmm. He's building his own ships. Mm-hmm. And he ain't relying on nobody for nothing. Mm-hmm. Can't touch him.
Amen.
Ain't nobody messing with him. Nobody. He a superpower. Nobody gonna bring him down. He a part of this group. So all that, all that fronting that we're doing over here and throwing up bricks, and all that type of stuff, what they doing to their people over there, man, I ain't trying to hear that because I'm looking at what they doing over here. So that's nonsense. Like, you living in a glass house and you throwing rocks. You kidding me? Read on.
Verse 5. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord, and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. And they shall be afraid. Pains and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames.
Look, we don't know what it's, us men don't know what it's like to be in labor, but women that's been in labor, you know what this feel like. So he's saying the whole world is going to have the same feeling. All of us going to catch this feeling. Go ahead.
9. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine.
See, that's under the sixth seal. Continue.
And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity.
You said the earth?
World.
That's man. The world is the mindset of the people. North Korea is a world unto itself. Greece is a world unto itself. Germany is a world unto itself. The United States is a world unto itself. Canada is a world unto itself. Inside of these worlds, you got different worlds. Texas and North Maine is different. That's two different worlds. Two different laws, even. They laws and they laws are different. They two different worlds, two different tax codes. It won't be long before everybody have a federal license. Your federal license will be nothing more than a passport. That if your local police or sheriff or state police pull you over, that's going to be your passport. That's your passport.
Right. Amen.
Continue.
Verse 11.
That you may travel from here and there. Go ahead.
And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible, and I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. He said this. He said he gonna make. That's why he said he's going to punish the whole world. He said that's why he's going to judge the whole world, because the whole world is going to be up under this. They're going to take marks and stuff like this. He said, man, that's the way he said the whole world has been deceived. And then he said, and the whole world is wandering after the beast whose name is not written in a book of life. That means they all going to be destroyed. He said, I'm going to punish the whole world. That's why man is going to be more rare than the gold at Ophir Stone. What? I've never seen that gold, even in the museums. All that gold that people buying, you know, to put on their wrists and all that, it ain't even this. It's not this gold. They buying gold mixed with metal. It just look good. With a big price on it, you a fool. Real gold is like aluminum foil. You can move it around.
Mm-hmm.
It's flexible. It's flexible. It's not hard. It's not like iron and like the metal that we feel. That's not gold. That's gold with metal in it. You melt that down, you'll find out that you probably spent $10,000, $15,000, $100,000 on something that ain't probably even got $10,000 worth of gold in it, for real, for real. You just bought it because it looked like eye candy. You was a fool. Continue.
Verse 13. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall.
We ain't seen nothing like that, man. We've seen an earth shake. We've seen earthquakes and people, you know. And I haven't been in an earthquake, but I sure seen it done. But I haven't seen a heaven shake. That's coming. Get ready. Read on.
And the earth shall remove out of her place, in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger.
Come on.
And it shall be as a chased roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people, and flee every one into his own land. Every one that is found shall be thrust through, and every one that is joined
to them. See, if you ain't, at this time, see, everybody's going to be finding themselves going back. But see, by this time, that's why I say every man is going to be what? Thrust through. You got this global genocide going on. Everybody fighting over everything and everything. Food, water, basic necessities. Read on.
15. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined into them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver, and as for gold, they shall not delight in it. Their bows also shall dash a young man to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And it shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation, neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. But wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures. And owls shall mate, and owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there. And the wild beasts of the islands shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant palaces, and her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged.
See, we're going to hold this up right here. God willing, we live. We're going to get back to this next Sabbath Eve, and we're going to pick this up some more, man, because we got a whole lot to cover. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we covered a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't nowhere near gotten to the meat of this lesson.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying? So we're gonna keep going into this. And I just want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. If you got any questions or comments, press 1. And we just go from there. All right?
Amen.
Let's open up the mic. Let's see what's happening.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Joe. Thank you for the history lesson.
Amen. I had a good history teacher.
All right. Thank you.
Amen.
Awesome lesson. Beautiful reading, Sister Rhea.
Amen, Sister Mary.
Any questions or comments? No? Yes? Okay, well, I guess not. Well, here's the thing. Everyone, we're going to continue in this process. We're going to continue in this lesson, man. Armageddon, this is one of my favorite pieces because, you know, my mother was the first one to introduce me to this conversation. I was a child, man. She used to, you know, I was born and raised a Jehovah's Witness. And they used to teach this all the time. You know, before I came to the Israel of God or any other camp or whatever, man, the Lord had already revealed these things to me. That it was going to be a thing called Armageddon on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and my mom's head brought this, man. She gave me this book called Babylon the Great Fallen. You know, and it was all about that. You know, and that was one of my first books. And, I think I was barely out of grammar school when I got that book, man. And it's a heavy do. And they was talking about still keeping the Sabbath day at that time. I don't know what happened to them now. They really got watered down. But, I just thank the Father for allowing me to come through that venue. Why? Because, even though it may not have the truth, it had some truth, and that is to say abstain from idols. And it kept me from idols, man. So whenever these pagan holidays came around, I just didn't have no mood or no feeling for it in my heart because I wasn't taught to. I wasn't taught to sing around no tree and all that type of stuff and look at it and be marveling and all that. I used to look at it like it was strange, like, why? What is this thing? What is the point? What's the purpose? Why is this here? Why do y'all do this? Well, you know, to me, it was like, why? Why are we doing this? You know, but then, being in the child's place, I stayed where I was, and that's the way I left it. Now, you know, that's neither here nor there, but I'm just saying, the Lord allowed me to see this a long time ago. And then about the time I came to the ears of the God, the Lord allowed my elder to teach me how to reason out the book. Other words, you show me how to read the book, and then when you read it, then you take note of what the things that you're reading, and then you start seeing things like this jump out at you. That's why I encourage everybody that's here that listen to the Sounds of Living Waters, whatever ministry you're hearing on this here broadcast, to read your Bibles. Read them, man. Read them from Genesis to Revelation. Don't be waiting around until you hear from us. You hear me?
Amen.
Okay. So, all right. Let's. With that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. You want to be back here tomorrow morning, right? Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock a.m., we'll be here. The Commonwealth of Israel, we still are dealing with the women in the church. And guess who we dealing with?
Ooh.
Take a guess.
Eve.
Rhea.
Rhea.
No, I'm just kidding.
What? What?
You already know. Sarah.
Yep. Amen.
We're going to deal with our great mother, Sarah. So we're going to. You know, that's one of the women in the church, and she's a great woman in the church. So we're gonna give her an honor, and we're gonna look at her story tomorrow. Okay. So with that being said, also tomorrow evening, you want to be back here for Yah's Global Kingdom. All right. So you want to be here for that. So with our brother Horace Miles and people, you want to be here for that. Okay. All right. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for the time. We hope we edify someone here at the Sounds of Living Waters. And from us at the Commonwealth of Israel, we just want to say thank you and happy Sabbath, Shabbat Shalom. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Amen. Read your Bibles, people.
Oh,
Shabbat Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High, lost, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.